Welcome back to the Press Box. Another Saturday and another road to the Kentucky Derby. Welcome my great host, friend, and colleague, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzz, another
Gene,
Saturday in the Commonwealth.
Happy Saturday to you, boy, and we're getting closer and closer, my friend. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So let's head on out. Big Arkansas weekend, okay. The Cats playing Arkansas Saturday afternoon at 2, and what's a huge game, top 20 matchup. And then, of course, in Hot Springs, boy, is there a good one, the Grade 2. Bob Baffert looking for his ninth win in the Grade 2 Rebel.
The Rebel Stakes, interesting grouping of horses coming from far, from close range, far range. Going to be an interesting field. I think it's going to be a plenty of intrigue. And, of course, Baffert, all that going on as well with he and his barn full of horses who are currently ineligible.
That's one thing before we get into this. So, I mean, obviously he's got a right to do whatever he wants. I mean, he is licensed and everything still in a number of states, including in Arkansas. And you got to believe that they're going to go the court route. They've still got their appeal before the full Kentucky Racing Commission. But as it stands now, if Newgrange, his horse, gets points in the Rebel, that's points that nobody else can get. And that's points that would currently go to somebody who's not eligible to use those points and get into the Derby.
Yeah, I think it just has to play itself out, Buzzy. A lot of speculation, conjecture. What are the owners going to do? Are they going to wait? They're going to wait and to see if they can get the courts to intercede. I think it's troubling. To say the least, when a guy has obviously had the situations occur that have occurred repeatedly and consistently, when a racetrack takes, the matter in this particular case and tries to discipline and tries to maintain the credibility of the greatest race in the history of the sport, and then you have these types of things that can just continue to go on and go on and go on. I applaud Churchill Downs for taking the position it's taken. I think everybody in this Commonwealth ought to applaud Churchill Downs because the Derby means so much not only to the track and to the brand, but also to the Commonwealth and the kind of money and economic impact it has to our Commonwealth, but also this industry. And it's an industry that needs to take credibility not for granted and make sure that we do our best to ensure the bettors, the fans, and everybody that's interested in the sport has a credible and fair game to promote.
Yeah.
And so I applaud Churchill Downs, I will not be picking Newgrange or any other Baffert horse
okay.
on the road to the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, so the Rebel is the 11th of 12 races, goes off at 6:22 Eastern. First post is at 1 Eastern. Saturday's card also features the $300,000 Honeybee Stakes, which is a Grade 3 for 3-year-old fillies who are being pointed toward the Kentucky Oaks. So as we have just heard your pronouncement about the Baffert horses, then where do you go in this field of 11, my friend?
Well, not only will I take a stand and just not bet his horses, I will offer my fair analysis based on the handicapping as it plays out. And I really think that there are a couple of horses in here that not only can give a Newgrange a legitimate and considerable race
yes.
in the Grade 2 Rebel, but I think there are two horses in here in particular that I like that could obviously win this race. I'm going to put on top Chasing Time. This is a horse I really think is coming to his own. I think he's improving as with every race. He had a very impressive win over this track a little earlier in the meet. And so I just think this is a horse that is developing and developing quite well. Chasing Time won by nearly 8 lengths in an allowance race on January the 14th in a two-turn debut, his route debut for trainer Steve Asmussen. And I just think that this horse is really improving at the right time. I no matter who else was in the field, no matter what the situation would be, I would put off my numbers Chasing Time as the number one threat to win the Grade Two Rebel. There's another horse in here trained by Dwayne Lucas, who might also win the Honeybee Stakes as well. But Ethereal Road, who was a very impressive maiden special weight winner January 29th, won a mile and a 16th. Awfully tough to come out of a maiden race to win the next race, whether it be an allowance or anything else. It's always difficult to win the next time you face winners, but this is a particular difficult situation when he takes on Grade Two kind of stakes caliber. But I think the horse has the talent to catch some eye. Ethereal Road. I am going to bet Chasing Time on top. My second pick in here, Buzzy, I think is a horse that's, that will improve greatly over his last race in the Smarty Jones, and that's Barber Road. He had raced very, very well going into the Barber Road. He fell a little too far off the pace that day in the Southwest Stakes, the Grade Three Southwest.
Right.
But I do think, you know, his runner-up in the Smarty Jones, it was very impressive. I do think he'll come back and run a much better race. I think Ray Lou Gutierrez will keep him a little closer, to the leaders today, Buzzy. And I think that he'll show a much better effort in this particular race as well. My long shot play, though.
Yes.
I'm going to go, as you well know, with Chasing Time, Barber Road. But a long shot play is Texas Red Hot.
Let's go.
Ridden by Ricardo Santana Jr. I think that Texas Red Hot is a horse that could have something to say in the outcome of this race. He's 12-1 in the morning line. I'm going to be putting him in my place
yes.
as well.
That would be an 8-1, 12-1. Exact a box, and we like the way that sounds. And for all the Gene's picks for Arkansas, and as we inch closer and closer to racing returning to Kentucky, the only place you want to be for the updates, latest news, and the expert picks from on the ground is the Press Box, LTS.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you have a great weekend, profitable weekend, warm weekend, all those things. But as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. Let's tune it up down there in Arkansas.
Let's go.
This weekend. Let's get a little... maybe we'll just roast us a little barbecue on Saturday and have us a little hog of our own, a little pork belly.
A little pig roast.
And, you know, do a little ribs and bring home a big BKB win for Coach Cal and the crew. And take it right on over to Hot Springs, Arkansas and go in with my good friend Tyler Gaffleon.
Yes.
Up on Chasing Time.
Love you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too, brother. See you soon, my friend.
See you, pal.